streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, hour number three. Mark Sanchez going to stop by in 5 or 6 minutes. He's got tape. We love that. J-Mac, next Monday, NFL draft week, one of my favorite weeks. Nuggets-Lakers series starts this weekend, I think, Saturday. I love this time of the year so much. How about Rick Bucher saying he's going to take the Knicks over the Sixers?
That's not a hot take. The Knicks are going to win that series.
What do you mean it's not a hot take? Well, who's favored in the betting market?
I haven't looked at you. Knicks are a slam dunk for me. Come on, Sixers are not good. They got bailed out by Nick Batum last night. He's like 35 years old. Come on, Jalen Brunson, lock it up.
Maxi, Embiid, Batum, Buddy Hield, Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris. I wouldn't even pick up Tobias Harris on my men's league team, okay? Too out of a take.
18 a game in the NBA. You wouldn't pick him up. Willing defender.
We're targeting Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin on your rec league team is fine.
He lives there.
Blake, let me give you a heads up. Hey. You'll never see the ball if he comes back enough. He's worse than Patrick Ewing. You give it to him, you never get it back. That's okay. All right, Mark Sanchez right around the corner. All right, the 76ers are advancing in the playoffs. I like them. As the seventh seed in the East, thanks to skillful play by their superstar center Joel Embiid in the fourth quarter. Miami led at half. Miami, it was leading big chunks of the game, third quarter. And then the game, and these two teams, Miami and Miami and Philadelphia, play very close games, just like Denver and the Lakers play a lot of close games. And then what did they do? It's not about the refs, not about the coaching. They got Embiid the ball. The best player on the floor took over the game. He got the touches in the fourth quarter. You're going to see this in the Lakers-Nuggets series. They'll play close games. Miami and Philly play close games. Embiid's always the best player. And Lakers Nuggets play close games. Jokic is the best player. And the Lakers and Nuggets, you're going to blame Darvin Ham. You're going to blame the refs in Los Angeles. No, Jokic, the world's best basketball player, is going to close the games out and dominate the last 8 minutes. In the 80s, the best players for a long time were Bird and Magic. 10 years, they got to a combined 10 finals. And then Michael Jordan showed up. He was the best player. 6 for 6. And for a time, Shaq was the best player in the NBA. He got to 3 straight finals and 4 to 5. And then for a while, there was an argument Tim Duncan was the best player. 3 titles, 5 years. Oh, fans love to blame the referees. Oh, it's that in-game coaching. Nonsense. LeBron arrived, best player in the world, 8 straight finals. Steph and KD, the Warriors overlapped LeBron. But when Steph and KD were there, finals, in fact, 5 finals, 5 years for the Warriors during their peak stretch with Steph, KD, and the like. It's not the refs. Last night wasn't the refs. Wasn't officiating. The best players in the world get to the finals a lot consecutively. And my guess is Jokic is that next player. He's better than Embiid. He is better, in my opinion, all around than Luka or SGA or Giannis. He just does more well. So last night was a prime example. 11 of his 23 points. Embiid did not play great in the first half. Remember, he's just getting the wind back, the cardio back. But here you went to the fourth, and Nick Nurse is like, let's get the best player in this game the ball a lot. It's not Bam. It's not Butler, who's banged up. And here was Nick Nurse after.
Wasn't easy. I thought they certainly did a great job. Built in a huge scheme to make things difficult for him. But he made some big plays. He hits a trail three, throws a great pass to Kelly there to kind of the basket that we really needed. I don't know how many assists he had, but he probably had a good number.
Now, by the way, in the 70s, when I grew up loving the NBA, you did not have a dominating player as much as you know, like in the 70s, it was a bunch of different teams winning a bunch of different stuff. And you had, like, Milwaukee had Lou Alcindor, but you had the Sonics and the Blazers and the Sixers and this and that. And in the end, when you generally get a dominating great player or two, they're going to dominate these playoffs. And they're all going to look like last night. Miami outplays them. Miami's got a great coach. Miami leads at half. Miami's leading in the third, fourth quarter. Feed Embiid the ball. 11 to 23. Lights out. Well, Mark Sanchez has been nothing but a gift for our show and the network. Let's bring him on. The former Jet USC Trojan joining us. He always brings film and gifts to us. That's right. Even gifts. My wife, last Nuggets. Time she saw Mark, commented on your cool look. You're really aging well.
Look at that hair. You and
that backhanded compliment?
No, I mean, it's look at this guy. You really pull off the. I could work Banderas. In Hollywood if I wanted to, but
Puss
I don't
in Boots.
Want to. Okay, so you do the film breakdown as about as well as anybody. You make it very consumable for guys like me that don't know what I'm doing and don't know what I'm talking about. So the kid I like is, I mean, obviously production matters, but the reason I take Jaden over Drake, it comes down to this. Much tougher conference and a much more consistent performer. And man, I like those legs. And when you come into this league and you're trying to figure out the defenses, which are really sophisticated, if you can run around
it's
for
nice
a little bit.
It's nice to have that. I wish.
Yes, but it does give you a little bit of time to like, hey, I'm going to pick up some first downs, move the chains with my legs. Ooh. I like him a lot. You've got film. I'm really interested in your interpretation of what you see.
Well, I think the biggest thing that the scouts and coaches are really looking at, and you alluded to it, but is the sample size. He's a five-year starter. So he's got a ton of reps under his belt. And when you watch him in Arizona State, you would say, at least I would, man, that's a really good athlete playing quarterback. Now, that's a pretty good quarterback. This guy can do it at the next level for sure and could be special. And he's a really good athlete. You know what I mean? He's matured over those five years. And even when you saw him play at Arizona State against Justin Herbert and the Oregon Ducks, who should have mopped the floor with the Sun Devils, this kid is balling in that game. Yeah. And they got nothing to play for except pride. Yep. And this kid just goes off. And they duel it out the whole game. And he goes nuts. And so you're like, there's something there. Fast forward a few years, gotten a little bigger. I still want him to get a little bigger. Yeah. I still want him to put on a couple pounds. Got to eliminate some of those hits he takes. He takes some bad hits. I mean, where you just get folded up like a lawn chair, like, oh, my God, like a world star clip. Like, come on, man, you can't get hit like that.
Yeah.
So I want that to be eliminated from his game. But what I loved, five-year starter, love the sample size, 21 sacks this past year, 47 the year before.
Okay.
So
is he reading
more
the defense
than cutting
faster?
Him, cut him in half, interceptions way down, having to scramble, needing to run designed runs way down, and he can run. It's not that you're not going to run him, but he didn't have to because he was going through more of his progressions. Yeah. He's the speed obviously jumps off the tape. He's pulling away from SEC defenders.
Yeah,
he's a three-quarter arm delivery guy, so not over the top. But his height's plenty. You know that just. Lowers your delivery a little bit. See, it's something to think about, not the end of the world. But he's got it all, man. 72% completions, 40
really
touchdowns.
An accurate thrower.
I really loved his production this past year, and then his growth. You know, show me that big sample size and show me trends. He gets put in a new situation, new offense, plays well, starts to develop, whatever it is. Now, I always go two clips. We beat him up first. We build him back up on the second clip.
Like a good parent.
Exactly right. So, a good therapist. So, this first one, I want you to really focus on his vision and his scope. I think he's locked into a tight end running an out route with a running back running a go route up the sideline. And you got to see, especially in split safeties, these defenders in the NFL are crafty. They're sly. They're slick. These cornerbacks, they got head on a swivel, especially in zone. They're watching the quarterback. They're watching their guy. And they're ready to make you, to try and bait you into a throw. So roll this first clip. Alex got some fire for us today. Right. But you're going to see they're going to motion to empty. They got the running back and tight end on this side trying to figure out man or zone. Well, the corner bumps out. So you know it's zone. All your speed is up top to the left of the screen. You see the safety back there. He's a half field player. So they're going 3-on-2 with this corner, backer, and safety covering this area. The tight end's going to run an out route. The running back's on a go route. Remember, it's a running back. How many times you throw go balls into zone to a running back? Not many times. There's that 3-on-2 I'm telling you about. So this corner is going to get a little nosy. He knows I don't have a real receiver out here. Let me peek inside. Let me see what's going on. So his eyes are in at the quarterback, and you're going to see Jaden. He's locked in inside on that tight end breaking out. Now that running back should get a piece of that corner a little bit to help your quarterback, but at the same time, he's got to widen his scope, his vision, and feel that corner outside, because you can't get away with these throws in the NFL and you can't do it in the SEC. These corners are too slick. So this is basically a trap corner baiting him into an out route throw where he locked in on the tight end, didn't see the full scope. Now, that's one of the knocks maybe a couple years ago. He doesn't go through the full field read.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to number 3 and 4.
A lot of young quarterbacks.
Well, exactly right. And how many guys throw checkdowns in college? You don't have to, right. So you just never exercise that muscle. So you see him get picked off here, gets baited. What I loved is his progression, his ascension, his growth over those 5 years. And so when you watch this next clip, I think it's imperative to understand that he's going to start on the left. He's working a seam route and a hitch route outside. We used to call it Haas. You don't want to, you know, overcomplicate these things. Hitches and seams. Haas. Easy to remember, right?
Right.
So you got a seam, a hitch. The backer's going to buzz underneath it, take away the hitch. He gets a piece of the seam route. So everything's jumbled up over there. Boom. He just resets his eyes and gets back to the opposite side of the field, his third read. So go ahead and roll that clip, Alex. You're going to watch this. He's unfazed, and I thought he got much better with protection stuff. You could tell he's not worried right now. He knows he's in a 7-man protection. They got 6 guys on the line of scrimmage. No big deal. That's not real blitz demeanor. And what do we say about watching the stripe? That tells me where his eyes are. It has nothing to do with him being an LSU Tiger in the stripe. You got to watch the quarterback stripe. He feels that buzz defender getting under the seam. He feels the corner overlapping to the seam, and he feels the safety over there. It's 3-on-2. They got eyeballs all over it. I'm not going there. His head's already turned to number 3. He moved off it fast. I love that progression. The only guy he's got to navigate is the guy dressed up like the Foot Locker employee in the middle of the field, the referee. He's got to do a little squat in there and navigate the ball, but he's right in the perfect area, reading a middle triangle. So he went from an oblique stretch read on a outside linebacker nickel defender to a middle triangle. I love that. That tells me he can understand the spatial awareness. He can see where the pieces are about to fit, and he anticipated that throw. The yards after catch, the run after catch this year was so much better than years past, and it's because he was much better with his ball placement and giving these guys opportunities to catch and run instead of holding them up with a throw at their, you know, heel or something like right. That. Boom, he gets tackled. I mean, these guys are off to the races, and that neighbor's kid is unbelievable. So he set him up well. My one thing is the deep ball. I think he's got to get like 2 more yards on that thing.
Yeah.
2 to 5 more yards. And I think with a little off-season program, you know, maturing into his body, he'll accomplish that.
So one of the things you said there is that the Oregon-Arizona State game, and I'll tell you why that's important. I remember
the shootout.
That game.
It was fun.
It was a crazy
game. Great game.
Is that I said, I did a rant, I think it was yesterday. I said, if you look at the last 10 drafts, we have 12 quarterback hits. Size is not it, because Kyler's small and Josh is big. Where you went to school, Josh Allen went to Wyoming, Mahomes, Texas Tech. The one thing they all have
if they're on stacked rosters, Burrow at LSU, they put up cartoon numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Or they elevate okay roster.
A mediocre roster, sure.
Right. So here's what worries me about J.J. McCarthy. I've seen Jaden Daniels elevate pretty average roster at Arizona State.
Right.
Then when he got a big boy roster, cartoon numbers.
Yep.
J.J. was not asked to elevate, and he also didn't have huge numbers. Now, someone would say, well, Harbaugh, run the ball. Okay. But it does worry me. I want, in the NFL, you're going to be asked to elevate players. You're not getting a stacked roster. You're not getting Georgia then.
Right.
And the second thing is, if you get that elevated roster, I'm going to need, you got to give me some, you know, when Mahomes had Tyreek and Kelsey,
sure.
I get MVP numbers. Is it a reasonable concern that those two things that really are the determining factors on quarterback hits, I don't see them with JJ. I'm a little worried about that.
You also have to keep in mind, are you going to judge this player on what they're asking him to do or the system overall? Or versus other players and other situations? Like, how are you going to mix those variables? And it's not an exact science. I feel like you're on, like, Deal or No Deal or something, right? And you know I got a new car, and it's a solid new car, right? Like, I've seen the tape on this car. It's a great car. It's a Honda Accord. It's going to last forever, right? But behind the secret door, you could have a trip to, you know, Tahiti with your family or something, or a new house or something. Or you could get a toaster. You know what I mean? And you're like, what do I do? And people just get so enamored with the unknown. And what could I do with this guy? What could I mold this to be? And then they drive home from the show, or they're really taking the bus home from the show with a toaster in their lap. Like, dang it, I should have taken the car. You know? So I feel like that's the quarterback position. That's drafting this position. So you have to understand what your principles are. And if you're okay with Patrick Mahomes running a spread system and throwing, you know, a ton of interceptions because he throws it more than everybody in that system doing what they asked him to do, okay, fine. If you're okay with J.J. McCarthy handing off the ball 25 times a game, like, okay, well, that's what they're asking him to do. I'm sure some of those were run checks. Now I got to get into the nitty-gritty and figure out, okay, who is this kid? And so I think there's plenty on tape there. And when there's this unknown, this, you know, what's behind the mystery door, coaches think, and just, you got to remember, these guys have egos. They have like that juice that got them to that position as a coach. Hey, I'll coach him out of it, or I'll coach him into X, Y, or Z. I'll get him to play the way we need him to play. Our system will make up for whatever he lacks, or something like that.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So it's not an exact science, but the kid's going to be just fine. I think his decision-making is solid.
Yeah.
In critical games, it was solid. Sure, he doesn't have the numbers and attempts that you'd want to see, but neither did I coming out in the draft. I only played 16 games. So there was like this mystery allure to that. Okay, can I get him to be the quarterback I need him to be? And so I think if you're asking that about this kid, he's going to be, you know, malleable. You can mold him into what you want. He's clearly a leader, and he has all those intangibles. I think there's plenty on tape to take the kid.
So you came out to a team that had a run game, a left tackle, and a great defense. So you had a lot of help.
Good special teams. Brad Smith came in, ran the Wildcat. Like, yeah. we had a lot going for us.
Yeah. Maybe not as good as the Minnesota situation, which has got everything offensively.
Well, offensively, you're loaded.
And an offensive coach. You had a defensive coach that... I always said on the air then, I'll say it now.
Easy.
All right.
Easy.
Anywho, I worry about New England, and I don't care who it is. Mark, they don't have a consistent run game. I got a new rookie coach, defense.
New coordinator in Van Pelt.
Some of this stuff
that's
is
what I like,
you,
by the way.
Where you land.
Oh, 100% where you land.
Like, Drake May, I think, is going third. Could you argue, sit him behind Jacoby? Let him sit.
I think that school of thought is dead and archaic now.
Really?
But it's not a bad idea. You look at a lot of great players. Carson Palmer sat behind Kitna.
Mahomes.
For your
Flacco,
Mahomes,
11 weeks.
And you sit behind a guy. But the difference is you have to have a real pro. You know, a guy who's solid, has a great routine, somebody you want your young guy to emulate parts of his game and then be themselves, be that special player they drafted when it's time to be that player. But when it's time to be, you know, Kitna and solid across the board, like Carson Palmer could do that. But when it was time for Carson to put on the Superman cape, boom, he did that too. And so you learn from a guy like that, and you glean some of the stuff that they have. Just silly stuff like your routine before games. What do you eat the night before the game? How do you travel? What do you wear? Are you a suit and tie guy? Like, what's your approach to all this stuff? And all that's going to change, and you're going to come up with your own formula that works for you. But if you have a good one in front of you, like an Alex Smith, like, I mean, perfect example, knows how to check the ball down, knows where to place the football, knows how to get in and out of checks, can teach the offense to everybody. Like, that's who you want Patrick emulating, and he does it with a lot of his game. And so I mean, there's something to be said for that. There's also something to be said for, hey, we got a roster, we got to go win now. Like, I'm, you know, I'm the GM looking at my watch like, ooh, we got to make this happen now. And, you know, it's an instant gratification society, especially with the NFL. Let's go. You got a 2-3 year window, which is, you know, for a quarterback, totally unfair. You need a 5-year run to see what we really are, who this kid really is. Is this the right system for him? Do we have to change coaches? So where you land is just as important as your talent, in my opinion.
Penick's a lot of starts. Jaden, a lot of starts. Bo Nix, a lot of starts. Most of these guys have a lot of starts. You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have given you 32 starts, I mean, Nix has 61. Do you think, Mark, say, I look at these quarterbacks and I'm like, man, I could see all of them working with the right fit. And mostly I look at that and I think, they've all got like 30, 40, mm-hmm. 50 starts. If I would have doubled your starts, what would the advantage have been?
Well, it only helps your time on task, your reps, just more shots at those potential turnovers that you don't throw, more sacks you don't take. Like the same way we watched Jaden Daniels grow and not take those sacks and not throw those interceptions and not make critical errors. Boom. That's what you want to see. You're learning on the job. It was my first year starting. I'd played three games before that, excuse me. So 16 total starts is light. I mean, really light. So for some teams, that was right there. Just, no, I need a 2-year starter. That was the old school motto. I need a 2-year starter minimum. And that was like, ooh, it's a little light. So 16 games, that turned some teams off. But listen, we say it every year. You don't have to have all 32 teams fall in love with you. You just need one.
That's right.
And hopefully they're picking early, and hopefully you got a decent roster. So I was, you know, the beneficiary of, you know, a team that was picking at 15 or 16 that traded up to 5 to go get me. So you're 15 or 16, you're right in the middle of the league. You're, you know, a win or two away from the playoffs. That's right. You got a team that can go.
So you had some players.
Yeah, so you have a defense that was legit. I mean, they throttled Brady a couple times.
Do you remember first time in practice you faced the Jets defense?
Well, it was Revis. The next year we had Revis and Cromartie. I mean, looking back now, it's silly what we did because it doesn't help a quarterback. It doesn't groom a quarterback going 1-for-15 in a rack of plays in practice because the defense is so good. And they're throwing like all these different defenses at you that you've never seen before. Like, you want the quarterback to look good and try and build him up.
Practice was tough.
But I'm just getting pummeled out there like, oh my God, there's nobody to throw to. Like, Revis is running the routes for everybody. What am I doing here?
Right.
You know, it's hard. It made life really tough. But you kind of learn on the fly, thrown in the fire, who are you? And that was the approach there. I mean, from an offensive perspective, you'd think like, ooh, might want to get him some completion so he has a little confidence going into games instead of just getting crushed in training camp, you know? So it was, you know, we added some talent my second year, quite a bit of it, with Braylon Edwards, Antonio Holmes, Jericho Cotri, Dustin Keller, and LaDainian Tomlinson. Sean Green was our running back. Like, we had a potent offense. So that training camp was a little more competitive. Plus, I had a year under my belt, sure, so I felt a little better. But that first training camp was rough, man. There were a lot of balls on the ground, a lot of balls going the wrong way. So that was tough.
Great seeing you again, man.
Great to see you guys.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Sanchez, Michael Penix, Rick Bucher. Fun show today. Is J-Mac off tomorrow? He's Tahiti, I don't know. He's a big vacay guy. Just got off a surfboard in Hawaii. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, let's start with last night's Atlanta Hawks embarrassment. Boy, what a fool I was picking the Hawks and Trae Young. No defense playing Trae Young. We had a spirited first hour discussion on your boy, Trae Young. You like him a lot. Listen, he has been involved in trade rumors basically all season. And there are reports surfacing Atlanta could move him this summer. DeJounte Murray's interesting.
I don't know how you don't like him.
I do like him.
That's I love his game.
He was traded for Luka Doncic.
Unlimited shooting range, clever passer. I love him.
Yeah, you like guys who don't play defense. That's what you like.
You know what? Same thing here. All gas, no brakes.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Listen, I did like how Rick Bucher was like, I'm not trading Austin Reeves.
By the way, you look at
the numbers in last year's Lakers-Nuggets series. Austin Reeves was arguably their second best player. Okay? Trae Young's not doing that against Denver. I don't know that he's... Tough enough? Is he tough enough, Colin? Can he take a pounding the way Austin Reeves can?
Trae Young, I'm not responsible for these comments.
I like Trae Young so much.
Because Trae and I may bump into each other at a UFC
fight, right?
A cool place. Just like the other day, I bumped into Kyler Murray, Arizona quarterback, who I believe is great, and I had to, move away from some comments made on this show that weren't mine. So, unfortunately, sometimes I have to... You know,
you should have just got Kyler's gamer tag. Say, hey, let's Fortnite it up this week. You know, and you would have been speaking his language. Sorry, I had to do that. I couldn't.
That was uncalled.
Next up, let's go to the Lakers. They win the play-in. They are the seventh seed in the West. They face the Nuggets.
I can't wait for Nuggets. The Saturday night.
Oh, geez, I didn't realize Nuggets have beat them 8 straight. But Denver coach Michael Malone says his team will be prepared for what the Lakers throw at him this time around.
We swept them last year. We swept them this year. They're coming in not only playing well, but really hungry. They want to flip that script, and we have to understand that, KD, and bring that. And I think our players do. But that was our message today, man. Don't let anybody in these playoffs take what we worked so hard to get.
Very exciting.
I did a futures piece for FoxSports.com on NBA futures. And, Colin, I was looking at D'Angelo Russell. This is how bad he was in the series last year. Essentially got benched for one game. He was the starter. He averaged 6 0.3 points in that series.
No, he was terrible.
2 of 15 from 3.
That was terrible.
He will not be close to that bad again. He's playing way better. So now I think they got a legit chance in this
game. Beating them four times.
Yeah. Remember, all four games were close in the fourth quarter. Go look it up. Five minutes left. Every game, single digits, and Lakers and right in the mix.
And Denver wins all of them.
Denver was on a mission last year.
Best player in the series is Jokic.
Who's the second best?
Consistently LeBron,
who's
but
third?
I would say Jamal Murray and AD are close.
And then after that's got to be Austin Reeves. What, KCP? Michael Porter Jr.?
Gordon, Porter. They have four players better than Austin Reeves. Gordon, Jokic, Murray, Porter.
Disagree. How do you want to defend Jokic? Do you want to do just AD?
There is no defending Jokic.
But you got to come up with something.
AD does as good a job as you can do, and he'll still get 31 points. And
do you trust
assists.
Darvin Ham to cook up a scheme here?
No. You can't. I'm sorry, this whole cook up a scheme. I got the best player. I win the series.
No, listen. Darvin Ham, he enters this on the hot seat. They get swept. He's done. He's out. Just run him out of town.
So Lakers can go through another coach. Okay.
Yeah, X Factor? Well, LeBron doesn't like Darvin Ham. We know that. X Factor in the series. You ready for this?
Oh, jeez.
Gabe Vincent, baby. Watch out. He's a lockdown defender.
Is he going to cook?
No, he's going to cook. I would not be shocked if they went small at the end of games with Vincent, Reeves, and Russell.
That's interesting.
And Vincent is on Jamal Murray. Because Reeves cannot guard Murray and initiate offense. It doesn't work. Keep an eye on Gabe Vincent.
That's interesting.
As the X Factor.
Interesting take.
But then you got LeBron on Aaron Gordon.
That's interesting.
Which is not ideal.
Yeah.
But I think Reeves on Michael Porter Jr. is not the worst thing in the world. Lakers have to try new stuff. What worked last year, it didn't come through. So I think so. A couple new things. Let's wrap up with the NFL draft, Colin. This just happened here about within the last hour. So the Bills do not have a true number one after they jettisoned Stephon Diggs, okay?
Right.
They also lost Gabe Davis in free agency. The wide receiver room is quite barren. Bills GM Billy Beane was asked today, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
If Buffalo needs to acquire a top receiver before next season. And here's what he said.
What you need are guys that, in this offense, that are smart, versatile, selfless, and can make the plays that their skill set allows them to make. You know, if there's a one that pops up either in, you know, free agency or draft that makes sense for us, or a really good two, you know, we'll do it. But I don't think having a one or not having a one, Matt, doesn't mean we can't have success, you know, on offense or as a team.
Well, you know what? They're still clinging to the Super Bowl window. I feel they're at the precipice of falling off the ledge, but I have them still clinging to the window.
Okay, let's just have fun with it. Top two Dolphins receivers, Tyreek and Waddle. Both are better than anything the Bills have. Top two Jets receivers, Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams. Better than anything Buffalo has.
But the Bills have two better tight ends than both those teams. So they're going to do that.
Yeah, they're going to go with the heavy two tight end sets and run the football. All right.
Well, Baltimore ran the football to a number one seed last year.
With Lamar Jackson running up a billion yards on
Josh
the ground.
Josh Allen
runs. How'd that work out in the playoffs, by the way? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm just telling you. Second or third in the division. They're not winning the division.
Third in the division with Josh Allen. Third in the division.
Second or
that
third?
Jets
are first.
That is so hot of a take, it just disintegrated before it got to my microphone.
Stop. How's this?
Bills are not finishing
if
third in the division.
If the Bills win the division, you know, I'll wear my hat backwards on the show. If the Jets win the division, you got to wear a tank top for one segment.
I'll do that.
Yeah! Lock it up. It's happening.
I don't know how you talked me into it, but I would wear a Jets tank top for one segment.
But you don't have to wear a Jets tank. It could be a tank top of whatever. But if the Jets win the division, you
would
rock
wear
a tank top.
I would wear a Jets tank top. I got to start pumping iron a year in advance.
Start throwing some plates around.
I embarrass myself enough. I got to get
call your buddy Russillo. Every time I see him, I mean, Russillo looks like he's doing HGH. I mean,
but
he's jacked.
He's don't say that. He's single with no kids. All he does is lift weights and
HGH
pond.
Is okay. You people
I'm
do
out
that.
Here parenting and minivan, taking the kids to whatever.
You don't have a... What? Stop. You are clanging and banging with the best of them 5 days a week, ready to rock a tank top in January when the Jets win the AFC East. Just remember that, folks. I know the production room is laughing. I can hear the laughter cowered in a tank top.
No.
It's coming.
I'm going to tell you something. I will prepare for that. If the Jets get off to like a 5-1 start, I'm going to spend an hour on curls. I don't even care about the rest of my body. I'll just do curls.
Show muscles. That's what they call it, baby.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
All right, NFL draft a week away. Tomorrow's headlines today with J-Mac next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday on Fox, a new era begins for the reigning national champion Michigan Wolverines with their annual Maize and Blue game as new head coach Sherron Moore looks to see who will rise up to lead this year's team. The Michigan Spring Game, Saturday at noon Eastern on Fox.
Well, the 2024 draft is just 1 week away, so tomorrow's headlines today, my favorite 10 minutes of the week. We move it up a day. J-Mac's gone tomorrow. Jordan Schultz is going to be joining us. Does a terrific job, Bleacher Report. You ready to go? Okay. Radio audience is like, I got no answer. I got a nod.
Sorry. I forgot we're on radio. Yeah.
Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline for the Patriots with a number 3 pick?
So a lot of chatter about your guy, Jaden Daniels, going 2. I think at 3, the Patriots go, the headline will be, go get him, Tiger. Jaden goes from stripes to Southie. I don't think, I don't think he goes 2. I think 3 is a good spot. And listen, New England, it total change. You Bill Belichick out. Now you got a new guy in there. Tom Brady long gone. You get a new quarterback, a new style, a new brand of football. I think you totally reshape things with Jaden Daniels at three. I personally have questions about him. I know you're super hot on him. If I'm the Jets, I'm not worried that Jaden Daniels is entering the AFC East. Now, if Drake May goes three, I would be worried. I think I'm going to stick with May at two, and I think Jaden Daniels three to New England. And we'll see what his future holds. I don't think it's going to be a great start, but it won't be Bryce Young level bad. How's that?
All right. Tomorrow's headlines today. How about the Chargers with a fifth pick? Very exciting.
Yeah, one of the things you and I like to do is kind of read between the lines, see what moves are being telegraphed.
That's how journalism starts.
Yeah, indeed. The headline for the Chargers will be not left at the altar. Chargers vow to protect Herbert. Colin, we saw J.K. Dobbins yesterday going to the Chargers. Yes. We saw before Gus Edwards going to the Chargers.
Two running backs.
We know Greg Roman now is the offensive coordinator. Harbaugh's guy was in Baltimore. I think you get two Baltimore running backs. What did Baltimore love to do? Run the football. I can see Greg Roman saying, let's power football. We'll do Herbert with a lot of bootlegs, a lot of play action. I think this is going to work. Now, obviously, we would love for the Chargers to trade down and get more picks as we kind of root for the L.A. teams. I think Alt, like you said, not a superstar, but I think he's the best offensive lineman in the draft.
Yeah.
A lot of people back that up, and I think there's a great pick for the Chargers. And they start, this team's going to turn things around quickly. You looked at the schedule. I'm just telling you, with the right picks here, this is an 11-win team, surprising the league.
Okay, now let's move down the draft a little to the lesser-known teams. Tomorrow's headline today, your Jets at number 10, baby.
So much chatter for my Jets has been, could a wide receiver fall? Do we need another one? Do we need another weapon for Aaron Rodgers? Brock Bowers, the tight end. The headline for the Jets in the draft will be hook, O-line, and sinker. Jets reel in big fish for big mouth. I'm sorry, Aaron, had to take that jab. Again, I think you've got to go offensive line. Tyron Smith is really nice. Morgan Moses is nice. Good acquisitions. Tyron Smith has got getting up there in age. He's had injuries.
He's going to give you about 13 games, 14
games.
You've
got to protect Rodgers.
Yes.
In four plays last year, I think he was running for his life on three of them. You cannot go in without an offensive tackle. It's an offensive tackle-heavy draft. It's also a good wide receiver draft. You can get a good receiver later in the draft. I think they're going to be fine with an offensive lineman. And I know it's not sexy to go with an offensive lineman who's not the best at his position because Alt will be gone. I think the Jets go line, protect Rodgers, and then win the division. And you wear a tank top in January.
You can move down a couple spots and get a tackle.
If somebody wants to
move
up.
They don't have a second-round pick.
They don't because of the Rodgers trade.
Yeah, move down five picks.
Listen, Tank Dell, third round. Puka Nacua, fifth round. You can
there's plenty of receivers. Tomorrow's headlines today. Okay, J.J. McCarthy's flying up the board. I don't get it. Yeah. I want to see him go to Minnesota. What say you?
I don't think anybody talks about McCarthy as much as this show does. We love J.J. McCarthy. Big fans. The headline for the draft will be J.J. to J.J. McCarthy to Jefferson, can't wait to connect.
That's now, the place I hope he goes.
It makes sense. I don't think they're going to have to trade up for him. I think this is total smokescreen season. Oh, third, fourth, fifth. I don't think any of that happens. And there's a quote from earlier today. I think it was the Patriots or the Giants. Somebody was speaking and saying, it doesn't seem like anybody's ready to trade up. And I think it's just too much smoke for McCarthy. I'm not buying it. I think he is the fourth quarterback off the board, and I think he goes to the Vikings, who would hit a home run.
So it's interesting. So I'm reading a bunch of draft stuff, right, over the last month or two. And one of the things about J.J. McCarthy is, and it sounds a little like Kirk Cousins, excellent game manager, not a great arm, accurate thrower. And I'm like, if he was Kirk Cousins with better mobility and much cheaper, wouldn't you take that? I mean, the knock on Cousins is, you don't move much, this kid does, and he's really expensive. So my thing is, if you lower the ceiling with J.J. and you just say, listen, he's going to be Cousins with better movement, and for 4 years we're not paying him anything. Yeah. Well, then all of a sudden Kirk Cousins has another top corner and another slot receiver. So that's my thing. It's not that I don't like him. There's context is everything. I do think when I read his draft profile, a lot of it sounds like Cousins without the price tag. And
let's remember, Cousins was a mid-round pick. Like Dak, mid-round pick. It's a
He does move better than Kirk.
Sure. He moves better than Kirk Cousins. Wonderful. He's a great athlete. I just think the price point is everything, and I'm not trading up for the fourth-best quarterback in the draft. So I think they land, the Vikings stand put, and the Vikings are in good shape if they got J.J. McCarthy.
Finally, tomorrow's headlines today. We had him on earlier today. Michael Penix Jr., NFL draft.
Yeah, opinions vary on him. Like, we like him a lot. But Daniel Jeremiah, others have him falling out of the first round.
Aesthetically, it's so much fun. He throws the prettiest ball in the draft, and I'm trying to think of another quarterback that threw a ball like this.
Guy Kyler Murray, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, just, it's beautiful to watch.
Yeah, and even Schrager, I think, had Penix falling out of the first round. I'm sorry, guys, I'm not buying it. The headline will be Penixillin, new quarterback, a shot in the arm for Dolphins. I'm sticking with it. I've been riding this. I like what they did with the do-rag there.
Dolphin insignia.
I don't see why Miami, A, hasn't signed Tua to the lucrative extension that he's been looking for, and B, why they would pass up on Penix. You can now have two lefty quarterbacks in your system when you're structured offensively for a lefty quarterback. I think this makes all the sense in the world. Seattle does as well, and maybe they grab him. But I don't know, Colin, if the Dolphins get Penix, I would be very, like, you worried if you're a Jets fan. They got Penix? I mean, Penix carried Washington to the natty. He was... You can bash the Michigan game. Go look at the Texas tape. I mean, from the jump, he's making every single throw.
I saw him beat Oregon twice.
Yeah.
And he was, and Bo Nix is good. He was the man. So, yeah, I mean, I don't.
I like Nix, but I'm sorry. If you're giving me the choice.
I think Nix, with Cortland Sutton, with Mims, with Sean Payton, with that top eight offensive line, all of a sudden, that's interesting.
But if you're Denver, do you think you could get him in round?
You got to be careful, because who drafts right after the Raiders? Or right after the Broncos? The Raiders.
That's fair.
So my take is, you're probably overdrafting Nix, but not only are you getting a guy that looks to fit Peyton's system, you're keeping him away from the Raiders.
Yeah. So sometimes if a quarterback falls to like that range, like 11 through 15, it's like the second or third quarterback. Now you're looking at the fourth or fifth, maybe?
Well, it is a left tackle quarterback draft, so I can live with that. I got to tell you, the only one of these guys that wasn't consistently good in college is Drake May. But he arguably has the best traits in terms of size.
Well,
he looks like Herbert. He's a big, strong...
Jaden Daniels was awesome last year, but...
No, I'm talking body type.
Oh, body.
So,
okay.
Nix is kind of small. Jaden Daniels, spindly. I mean, Caleb's only 6'1". I mean, you start looking at the guy. The one guy that's the best in the hotel lobby is Drake May. 6'4", 225. He's the best in the hotel lobby, but he's the only one that wasn't consistent in college. So it's like, Jaden Daniels' numbers are huge. Bo Nix, unbelievable.
The numbers can be inflated by the offense and the opponents, and I don't know. Just remember, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen did not have massive numbers throwing the football in college. They didn't. And they come in and it's like, oh, a real NFL offense? Creative? I don't know. I like Penix a lot. Just listening to him sounds like a leader. You don't have to any. Remember the line from what I think it was Mangini? I don't want to go to bed at night having to worry about getting a call in
Penix,
the middle of the night.
He came on the show and he just said, he goes, I ran in high school. I like distributing the ball. I like to get it to my guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want. And I didn't see his high school tape. I noticed him at Indiana watching Big Ten football. I was like, oh. Because there's not many lefty quarterbacks, and there's not a lot of lefties that look like that. Yeah. Mark Brunell was a great one. Steve Young was a great one. There's just not a lot of lefty quarterbacks. Yeah. You got to kind of flip your offensive line. So, exciting. Good job.
I mean, we didn't talk about it. We don't love the Chiefs. Well, I don't. But their situation now at the end of the first round is real fascinating with Rashee Rice, with that situation unfolding.
Well, they need a receiver anyway.
They do.
So I don't think they have to. I would argue with Kansas City, if Brett Veach moved out of the first, if somebody would do it, and accumulate another third-round pick, I think they have to, because they've missed on some receivers. They haven't missed on many players. They've missed on some receivers. I mean, the Niners have missed on a couple of receivers and running backs. It happens.
Yeah.
I would draft more than one receiver. Rice is going to come back and play. He will. He's good, but it did show you a glimpse of his immaturity, so you're probably not giving him the bag. He's probably going to be a serviceable guy, very nice player, and Travis Kelce. So if I was Kansas, I don't have a problem with teams moving out of the late first. I mean, the Rams are at 19. If they moved to the second and then got a third and a fourth, and once you get past like the 17th pick, 16th pick, you're out of the high end guys. You get to 19, 20. Those are second-round players for late first. It's the same guy to me. Yeah. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm committed.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.